Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. As the economy struggles to recover, food insecurity is a persistent problem. And as Rachel Gross, assistant professor at the Albert Einstein College of Medicine of Yeshiva University, explains, fears about hunger could be tied to the growing obesity epidemic.
During these difficult economic times, more than 1 in 5 children in the United States lives in poverty. Many families in poverty struggle to have enough food to feed their families, a problem called food insecurity. Contrary to beliefs that this would lead to children becoming underweight, many studies have instead linked food insecurity to child obesity. In our current work, we aim to understand how a mother's concern about having enough food could be associated with feeding practices related to child obesity. We surveyed low-income mothers with infants in the first 6 months of life, all of whom were receiving Women, Infants, and Children, or WIC, nutrition benefits. We found that 35% of mothers had concerns about having enough food to feed their family. We found that food insecurity did not affect what infants were fed, such as the amount of breast milk or formula, but instead how infants were fed. Mothers with concerns about feeding their family exhibited more control over their infant's feeding, either by limiting their intake even when the baby was hungry, or by pressuring the infant to eat even when the infant was full. Other studies have shown that when mothers are too controlling, it may disrupt the infant's ability to know when he is hungry or full, and this may lead to overeating and inappropriate weight gain. These findings emphasize that despite participating in federally funded nutrition assistance programs, many families experience food insecurity. Increasing this support for food insecure families is important, since concerns about not having enough food may impact feeding practices linked to child obesity.
That was Rachel Gross of the Albert Einstein College of Medicine. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.